We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. And, Paul here was just asking me, how a service had gone, and I told him that I had done children's ministry last Wednesday night. I was back to that, and the week before I was teaching the adult class, and I got to thinking about that real quick, and it's like, after what I talked about on yesterday's broadcast about patient endurance, the long suffering needed for kids ministry, is like, whoo, I need God to produce in me the fruit of patience today, the fruit of the Spirit and patience. And so maybe you're there today. Maybe you thought you had a handle on it, and all of a sudden you got into traffic, and all of a sudden you encountered drivers who got their driver's license out of Cracker Jack box instead of from the DMV, or it seemed like it anyway, and you find yourself in need of the fruit of the Spirit, which is patience today. Well, good news for you. We're going to be in Hebrews chapter 6. We're going to be talking about that. But before we get there, we want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And if you need them to come out and take a look at your unit anywhere in Central Brevard County here, they would be a blessing to you. They know air conditioning forwards and backwards, and they can get you taken care of. And cold weather is going to come. It doesn't come enough around here. You know, we got people in the church, and they look forward to 90 degree weather and 100 degree weather. And then there's me, and I look forward to this time of the year where I don't have to run my heat, but I don't have to run my air conditioner into the ground. But if your unit is in need of an upgrade, what I will tell you is this: if you've got an older unit and you upgrade it, you are going to find that it operates with greater efficiency than the older units did. And so it may pay for itself. That's what happened to our church sanctuary electric bills. We upgraded those several years ago. And when we did, our electric bill went down dramatically. And so they in essence paid us back for the investment that we made in upgrading that system. Whether you need a repair or an upgrade, give Bill a call at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio broadcast. So back to Hebrews chapter 6, where we were yesterday. We're not going to read the entire passage, but verse number 11, "And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end." I pray that you and I are being diligent in our walk with God, that we are not being sluggish, as it talks about in verse number 12, but we are imitating those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Then it goes on, verse number 13, "For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, 'Surely, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you.' And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise." He obtained the promise. And so, I think that here on a few broadcasts ago, we talked about how people look to Job as the object of perseverance and patience, and it's true, he was. But I think that for many of us, Abraham would be a better person to look to. We see the perseverance and the patience of Job when he was going through suffering. And we're all going to have those seasons where we go through trying times physically or with family relationships and things like that. And Job is fine to look at then. But more of us in modern society probably would be better served looking to Hebrews chapter 6 and seeing that Abraham is a greater example for us to imitate. And like we talked about another broadcast or two ago, that we really need Christ as our example, where it says that Paul prayed, now may the Lord lead you into the love of God and the patience of Christ. Okay, so here we see that Abraham inherited the promises through faith and patience. There's a long stretch, decades, in between the time that God makes the promise to Abraham and the fulfillment of that promise comes through Isaac. But God had said, surely, certainly, with the greatest assurance that I can give you, I am going to bless you and I am going to multiply you. And all you got to do is go back to Genesis and you will see that that became a reality. Abraham, I believe, was 100 years old when Isaac was born. Now, Ishmael had been born before that. Most people believe that Abraham was probably in his 80s when that happened. But let me look back to Genesis chapter 12 just a moment. I think it's Genesis chapter 12. But for some reason, the age 60 is kind of what sticks in my mind as the time when God told Abraham, hey, I want you to go to a land that I'm going to show you. And but give me just a moment here. He was 75. He was 75 when he departed Haran. Okay. So a quarter of a century. Quarter of a century goes by from the time he leaves, and then the promise is made, and then the fulfillment comes. It takes faith. God, Abraham counted God as faithful to be trusted. You know, I don't multitask well. I'm trying to look things. 75, when he hears this promise, I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. And you, and in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Verse number 2 begins, I will make you a great nation. Okay, so at 75, he makes that promise. And for the longest time, there is no evidence of that manifestation, no evidence that that promise is going to come to pass whatsoever. And yet, Abraham continued to talk to God, obey God, and through faith and patience, he became the father of faith, and he inherited the promise. Verse number 15 says, and so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. So today I just want to ask you this question. How long are you willing to wait for God's best? We tend to not wait well. How long did the world wait for a Savior? How many hundreds of years was it between Isaiah prophesying about the ministry of Jesus until Jesus was born? Galatians chapter 4, verse number 4 says that in the fullness of time is when Jesus came. And so there was a lot of patiently enduring. There were a lot of difficult seasons that went on, but it was working towards God's perfect timing. And you and I, we need to realize that God has perfect timing for us. We need to realize that if we try and rush things, that there may be a perfectly good reason why the timeline of God is exactly the way that it is. Okay? I've gone through some seasons in my life and said, why in the world is it taking so long? There were 2 years before we got married, and then almost 2 years after we got married, before my wife and I had a position of ministry. And during that season, you can scratch your head and you can say, I wonder why this Bible college degree that I've got, I wonder why this call that I've had on my life since I was under 9 years old, more like 6 years old, I wonder how come I'm not getting any response that would lead me to that position of ministry that I know that God has for me. I wonder why nothing is happening. And the thing that you really have to guard against is during that waiting process that the enemy will sometimes come in and try and fill you with bitterness. With Abraham, the greater threat came with trying to help God out because God was taking so long. And so Sarai at that point in time, tries to help God out by a culturally accepted substitute at that point in time and says, well, here's my handmaid. Let's have kids through her. That's not God's best plan. And so I just want to remind you that God is the one that spoke the cosmos into existence, that astrophysicists and people who are astronomers and physicists by trade, they're still trying to understand the vastness of God's creation that he created with just a word. So I told you that to tell you this. If he did all of that with just a word, I believe that God is sufficient to be able to take care of you and your situation and your circumstance. Okay? And the timeline. Listen, the temptation to be impatient will bring problems, will bring misery, and can even bring ruin. Saul, the king, the first king of Israel, one of the final acts that he had that said, okay, there's going to be a change in kingdom, is when he grew impatient waiting on the prophet of God to come at the appointed time, and he took matters into his own hands because he was afraid that the men who were under his command were going to leave because all they were doing was waiting. Impatience will set you up for problems if you yield to that temptation. And instead of obtaining the promises, then you obtain the consequences. Faith plus the patient endurance, the long-suffering aspect of this fruit of the Spirit, they are essential for you and I inheriting the promises of God. So I want to ask you, how long are you willing to wait? Because not only will impatience come, but the devil will try and tell you, well, God has forgotten about you. And he hadn't forgotten about it. You know, if you play chess, you know that there are 16 pieces on each side of the board. Okay, 16 for white, 16 for black, or whatever color combinations you're playing with. Light brown, dark brown, it doesn't matter. There's 16 pieces. And the goal of those pieces is to conquer the other person's king. And so a piece can be put in position, and then it can sit there for a long period of time until the most opportune time comes. And then when that piece is utilized by the strategist behind that king, then all of a sudden you realize that you weren't forgotten. You were, that piece was actually set in place to be moved strategically at just the right time. And so in the mid 80s, when my wife and I are actively involved in the church, but we are not really seeing God open the doors for ministry. If you had said, well, you know what, God's going to orchestrate your steps in such a way that you end up ministering in Brevard County, Florida for 25 years, I would have said, well, I probably need to go to Brevard County, Florida then. But at that point in time, Brevard County, Florida wasn't ready for me, and I wasn't ready for Florida. You know what needed to take place? I needed to go to a place in Texas where I was going to serve under a pastor who just retired earlier this year. And while I was there, he impacted my ministry greatly. One of the things that I really liked about serving under him is if you told him something couldn't be done, that wasn't a rejection for him. That was a challenge for him, and he would set out to show you that it could be done. There were a lot of things. Listen, it was out in the middle of a town very few people had ever heard of. It's a small little community. It measures in the hundreds, not even into the thousands. And yet this person created a community-changing church. He took a little, small, rural church, and he made it a vital aspect of ministry in that community that touched people's lives then, and it was still touching people's lives when he left. There was missions work that took place out of that when his wife passed away a year and a half ago, there were people who flew in on short notice. I mean, there wasn't enough notice for me to be able to get to her funeral. I'm not talking a week. I'm talking just a matter of days, where there was only a couple of days, and it's like, I'm not going to be able to get there right now. But there were people who journeyed all the way from Africa to be at this lady's funeral because their ministry from the middle of no place in Texas had touched the world. And then there was a situation that arose where we still continued to serve, but not on pastoral staff. And I didn't realize that was what God was going to use to get us to Brevard County, where I would serve at a church for 3 years that would demonstrate faithfulness and patient endurance, and that God was the provider of our family. And then that set a situation up where the district asked us to come to Merit Assembly of God and pastor. And all of that, we needed faith, and we needed the patient endurance of the saints. We needed patience to develop. Listen, God had to prepare me, and then he had to prepare the church to be ready for me. And 20 years ago, we launched a radio program. Let's see, 21 years ago, I believe it was. 21 years ago. And I wasn't ready yet. I wasn't ready. It did not go well. So all of this is to say this. Don't give up on God. If God has made you a promise, whether it is for the salvation of your loved ones, whether it is for healing, whether it is the call of God, no matter what it is, if God has made you a promise, this Hebrews chapter 6 goes on and says there are two immutable things. Okay? And then you read it. So let me read it to you. That by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. And so you look at that and you say, I only read one. So what are the two immutable things? Well, the first one is God. God doesn't change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the other thing is God cannot lie. He remains faithful. Even if the whole world turns unfaithful, God will remain faithful because he cannot deny himself. So when God makes you a promise, don't watch the clock. Have you ever been someplace where you were looking for an appointment and you watched the clock and it just seemed like it was going on forever and ever and ever? And it had been all of like 3 minutes by the time you had reached that point of frustration where you just couldn't do it anymore. God's got the perfect timing. Okay? And so I really want to encourage you, because it takes faith and it takes patience in order for us to inherit the promise. I wonder how many people gave up prematurely. If you look at the life of Abraham, you will see that Abraham's father, Abram at that time, that his father began the journey to what we know as the Promised Land, and he got about halfway there, and he decided that that's where he was going to stop. And so I want to ask you, how many sermons have you heard about Abraham's father? Now I want to ask you this question. How many sermons have you heard about Abraham? It is well worth the investment. Let me go back and tell you one more thing about Abraham. When God, the New Testament says that not only had Sarah lost the natural ability to have children, but the New Testament says that Abraham had lost the natural ability to produce children as well. And then God came along and resurrected his body, if you will, resurrected bodily function, where God was able to cause him to be a father to Isaac. But not only that, after Sarah died, he married a lady by the name of Keturah and had a whole bunch of other kids. And so I want to tell you that waiting for God's perfect timing is going to be the best used time that you've got. Okay? Now, there were still crops to sow. There was still hospitality to be shown. There were still prayers to be prayed. There is a lot of things that take place while you are patiently and faithfully enduring, waiting for God's promises to come to pass. There are things that God has made promises to Merit Assembly of God that have been over two decades since the promise was made. And for two decades, we continue to preach the word. We continue to love people. We continue to believe that God is who made the promise is faithful to fulfill the promise. Okay? And I just want to remind you, God is God all by himself. So whenever you are praying about that situation, again, whether it's a healing in your body or an unsaved loved one, let's trust the process to God. One of the things I've been teaching the boys on Wednesday nights is we spend a season of time where we are talking about the Word of God. We've been taking them through the Gospel of John. And then I have also been taking them and teaching them some leadership principles on top of that, because that was something that I didn't necessarily get a whole lot of instilled in me when I was their age. And so John Maxwell has this book called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And one of those laws is the law of process. God is perfect at the law of process. Okay? I watched a documentary one time on the Hoover Dam, and you might think that the best way to build the, according to this documentary, that the best way to build that dam, that some people thought, was just to pour a monstrous, continual slab of concrete. And then they said if it had been poured all at one time, it would have taken an extremely long period of time in order for that amount of concrete to cure and harden so that it could serve sufficiently as a dam. And so they poured it in segments so that it would be able to function the way that it was supposed to. And I want to remind you today that God is working in your life. You might not understand the whole scheme of things right now, but I will tell you this. If you will be faithful to God, if you will be patient with Him and endure what life has that comes along your way, that God will work all things together for your good because you love Him and you are called according to His purpose, His timing, His process. He is working all things together on your behalf. Father, I just pray right now for every person listening to this broadcast, Lord, that the faith of God would arise in their hearts. Lord, that patience would be employed on their behalf. And Lord, I pray that they would obtain the promises that you have in store for them. I pray for family members who are not saved to get saved. Lord, I pray for marriages that are broken to be made whole. Lord, I pray for ministries that you have birthed in people's hearts. Lord, I pray that you would work all things together so those ministries come to pass, so that Jesus' kingdom is enlarged and that you are glorified. God, we trust you today, and we're waiting for the promises. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.